You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-hosts, Tammy Haldeman and Derek Renfro. Welcome back, guys.
We are going to get into mortgage delays. I can just hear Bueller. Bueller. That's what my mind goes to for delaying.
Well, when you're buying a house and we're talking about mortgage delays, nothing more important than things happening on time when you're buying a home.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're refinancing and there are delays, that's no fun, but it's usually not disastrous.
Right. When you buy a home, it's a little, time is of the essence.
Right. When you have legal contracts that you're mm-hmm. bound by that say that you're supposed to meet certain dates, you better meet those dates. And you know, there are a lot of things that we're going to cover that, you know, can prevent you from meeting those dates. I mean, these are the top 10 mm-hmm. that come up that cause mortgage delays.
And right? The first one we're going to start right off and hit it out of the park here is choosing the wrong lender.
Well, and I know that sounds a little self-serving because you have been in the mortgage industry for 21 years and work mm-hmm. at Cornerstone Mortgage, and better say my NMLS number is 298-419. I'm a licensed mm-hmm. mortgage lender. So of course I'm a little bit biased, but we see the penalties very frequently of people choosing the wrong lender.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to step out on a limb here, and I'm just going to be very candid with our audience on what it looks like to choose the wrong lender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first thing is I'm going to pick on the big banks. There is not a single one of the big banks in our market area that performs well when it comes to purchase loans. When I hear that somebody wants to go, and I'll go ahead and use some names, somebody wants to go to Bank of America, they want to go to a Wells Fargo, or they want to go to one of those companies, they better not plan on closing on time.
It just takes longer. There are a lot more loans, I'm guessing. Is that the answer, is it just their processes?
They don't specialize in it, too.
They have
a lot of other things.
First off,
mortgage department.
Most depository banks go through so much. Most of their compliance is on the depository side,
mm-hmm.
and they don't specialize in mortgages. It's just something they do on the side,
mm-hmm.
and very few of them are really good at it. Cornerstone Mortgage is the number two lender in Missouri. We're second largest lender in Missouri. We did $1.25 billion in business last year, and the only lender ahead of us is also a mortgage bank like us. So we're mm-hmm. we're a mortgage bank. That's all we do are mortgages. We don't take deposits. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so we specialize in mortgages. And it's all we do. So the other mistake, besides the big banks people make, is going to an internet lender.
That's a little scary out there, because it's really, for me, it's about trust and about knowing who I'm dealing with. And I would think that people would be a little more apprehensive to do it, but they're doing it.
Well, here's one of the big things between those big banks and the internet lenders is they're transactional and not relational. If you don't live in this market and have to go to the grocery store and see people that you did business with and know that you want to be proud of what you did, if they screw up your transaction, they're not going to see you, and they frankly don't care that much.
You're a loan number.
You are just going to be a number to them, and they can hide behind their phone and just not answer when you call, mm-hmm. Especially if they're in a different city. So I would just beware of those low rates that get advertised by the internet lenders. And also the lenders that don't specialize in purchase loans
mm-hmm.
is another big deal when you're mm-hmm. choosing the right lender. Is the right lender, even in a refinance market, the majority of their business is still going to be on purchase loans. So people mm-hmm. trying to buy houses
mm-hmm.
has to be the crux of the business to be really, really good at it, because the process is so different on a purchase loan versus a refinance loan.
Well, as a consumer, I would say, how would I even know this? Because do I look somewhere, or what's going on?
Well, you can ask the question, what's the percentage of loans your company closed last year, purchase versus refinance?
Mm-hmm.
And at Cornerstone, we're over 70% purchase loans all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we are a purchase-based lender. And for us, we don't miss closing dates. That's a big deal. And we hire a new employee in that's come from other lenders. It takes them a little while to really get that, is that we don't move commitment dates, loan commitment dates, and we don't move closing dates. We just don't. We move heaven and earth to make sure we meet those dates.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all there is to it. Like, it doesn't matter what we have to do, we're going to meet those dates. If it's an approvable loan, we're going to speed up that process to make sure it happens. So you make sure your lender specializes in purchase loans.
That's good information.
Mm-hmm. Let's get on to number two. The number two mortgage delay would be writing too short of a contract.
Yeah, and usually the realtor is going to dictate that. The realtor is going to write a contract, and they'd love to write a 30-day contract. And I'd say, You can a lender meet a 30-day contract? Yes, we do. We handle lots of 30-day contracts. But here's what happens. So you're making an offer on a property, and you know, let's say it's you know the it's the first of the month, and you put on there that you're going to close on the 31st. So it's given basically a full month. And that's on your first offer. Well, then it goes back and forth in negotiations and counteroffers. And it's sometimes 4 or 5 days later before the offer is accepted and then eventually sent to the lender. Mm-hmm. And now that 30-day contract is down to mm-hmm. you 24 days. Mm-hmm. So now that, mm-hmm. that process starts to get crunched very quickly. Right. And a couple of the other things we're going to cover on this list will actually play back into that and explain why you want to give yourself a little bit more time unless it's necessary to close quickly. And we can close loans very, very quickly when necessary. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to encourage you to not do that unless it's really necessary, because when you have to ask for rushes, there's only so many rushes you can do in your underwriting department, your closing department. It stretches all your systems, and it needs to be an exception rather than the rule.
And a good real estate agent, which we have a ton of, we can refer you if you're getting ready to go through that purchase process. A good agent's going to know that ahead of time. They're going to play into all the details.
Yeah, they're going to give you at least 30 days, but a 45-day contract's even better.
Right.
Just give yourself at least 45 days to close. That's plenty of time. And we pick up the pieces when other lenders drop the ball, and we'll close transactions in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens frequently.
It can happen.
But we don't want everything to be an emergency.
So let's move on to three. This is a big one. Slow to submit request documents to the lender. So that, I mean, that's going to include what, pay stubs and all kinds of stuff. Tax returns, that's a big one.
Yeah, all the different documents that we need. If you're slow to submit those to your lender, it's going to delay the process.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you think is a normal return request on that?
Well, I think with your initial round of documents, if your lender's good at what they do, then they're going to ask you for almost everything that they need up front.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to turn those things in within a couple days of their request.
Yeah, now our team, we ask for those right when the application is taken, or what's the process?
Yeah, if we do a phone application, or we really want to meet in person. If we meet in person, then it's best to bring those documents with you to the office. If you have them as electronic documents, it's even better, because then if you deal with a lender like Cornerstone Mortgage, you can upload them to our portal. So we have a secure site where you can just upload the PDFs of the documents. Some things like your driver's license, you can take a picture with your phone and upload the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Those things all work.
And if that freaks you out, then bringing them by the office is always fine.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Well, number four, and this is a big one, paying a bill late.
That is probably what I hear Doug come home and complain about.
Yeah,
can you believe they
really
paid it
big
late?
Deal.
Well, and it doesn't show up. So we qualify somebody based on their credit report. Mm-hmm. And know that it's required within the last week before closing, they pull a soft pull on your credit to make sure there's no major changes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've opened up new credit, you're going to have to explain it. If there are new inquiries, you're going to have to explain it. If your balance increase, you're going to have to explain it. But if you have a late payment that shows up during that time frame, know that it's going to hit your credit scores hard, and we have to then run a new credit report and see what your scores are. And somebody may not qualify if they get that late payment. And it could be something as simple as we had somebody that had his minimum payment to a credit card, $25 on auto pay,
mm-hmm.
didn't recognize that the minimum payment went up from $25 to $28. That $3 caused a 30-day late payment on his credit.
Oh,
his scores dropped 100 points.
Oh, my gosh.
And he couldn't qualify.
Price is wrong, Bob Barker.
Not good. Not good.
That is not good at all. All right. So number five, delay in signing loan disclosures.
Yeah, delay in signing the initial disclosures. So highly encourage that most lenders, including Cornerstone Mortgage, are going to do e-signatures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to do electronic documents. And if you can do it all electronically, it's going to make it faster. So whether you do it electronically or if you do wet signatures by actually going in a meeting, either way, delaying that is going to, you know, it's going to delay the process, because the initial disclosure has a loan estimate in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the loan estimate's reviewed and then there's an intent to continue as a form that they have to sign, until that intent to continue is signed, you can't order an appraisal. And you can't start to move forward with the process. So everything is on hold until you get it.
So when we talk about loan commitment, it takes commitment on your part too, is to bring all that stuff
yes.
in.
Yes, and it's tough when people are working and people are busy to get all that together. But I would recommend in advance, you make sure all your financial house is in order and you have access to all your documents before you go apply for a loan.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Let's get on to number six here. That's when processing and underwriting is not done in-house.
Right. Done in-house or if it's done out of state.
Right.
So to be specific there, so there are some lenders where they don't have processors or underwriters even in the same city. And when I talked about the big banks earlier, that happens frequently where they'll just, you know, they move an entire department, like they may have it centralized for the entire country in one place. And, you know, I mean, it's just not a good situation because you can't go over and have a conversation with them.
Right.
And we know in our office, we have five underwriters right on site in our office. And when we need to get a decision done, we can walk right down the hall and talk to them. And our processors are right there. So we can verbally communicate about some things that don't always translate by emails. That's a big deal. In case you just joined us, you'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about mortgage delays when buying a home. So the next delay, number seven, Tim.
Number seven, delaying ordering the inspection. So how is that part of my part?
All right. So delay in ordering the inspection. When you buy a house, you're almost always going to get a home inspection. You need to order the inspection immediately. Because if you wait, you have 10 days. 10 days to be able to dispute, typically. That's the default period, to dispute anything that would come up on the inspection. So you want to get that ordered really quickly. And a lot of times, which this actually carries into the next one, number eight is delays in ordering the appraisal. Mm-hmm. On a purchase loan, a lot of times people don't want to order the appraisal until they've gotten past the inspection period.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And that's one of the things when we talk about the time period of how long you have on a contract. If it takes you 10 days to do the inspection and get through that inspection period, then we're ordering the appraisal on day 11. Mm-hmm. And now your time period, if there's something that comes back on that appraisal that the appraiser
doesn't appraise right,
or there's conditions on it where they give you a subject to appraisal and they say certain things need to be replaced. Mm-hmm. Well, now all of a sudden your time frame to get that fixed is pretty short.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to delay in ordering the appraisal any longer than what you have to.
Another one, this is number nine, actually, making purchases on credit. Or getting new credit, that's a big deal.
Yeah, and we've talked about that a lot of times on the air. Just don't do it. Don't open up. Don't buy your furniture for the house before you close.
Right. Celebrate after.
Yeah, I mean, if it's on your current credit cards, don't charge them up any higher than what they were when you applied, and don't open up new cards.
That's right.
Just don't do it.
Number 10?
Yeah, number 10 will be deposits and bank accounts, so cash deposits, and also sourcing large deposits, because all of that has to be tracked where those funds come from.
Yeah, so just know anything that's not a payroll deposit, you're going to have to be able to provide an explanation and sometimes proof of what it is. So if you sell an item on Craigslist and you get cash, then even keep some documentation on it. And just be prepared to explain it. And if you use a right lender, these mortgage delays aren't going to happen.
I mean, which you're the right lender, bud.
Well, I know that sounds a little self-serving, but
you are.
It's why Cornerstone Mortgage has grown to be the second largest lender in Missouri, and we don't do a lot of advertising. You're not going to hear Cornerstone Mortgage ads on the radio because we don't need it.
Right.
Okay. We don't need the ads on the radio because we get so much referral business from our past clients, from realtors. Yeah, realtors all over town. All want to use Cornerstone Mortgage because our loans just close smoothly and they close on time. Mm-hmm. It's not an accident. So make sure you choose the right lender.
How can they get in contact with you?
Best way to reach me, you can call me or text me. Texting's often the easiest right now. 314-472-DOUG. So that's 472-3684 are the numbers for it. And you can always go to our website at smartwithyourmoney.com to submit a contact form to us.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up, we're going to be talking about the new profile of home buyers and sellers that the National Association of Realtors just published when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
I'm here at the year's hottest stag pool party.
Put your antlers up!
Where? Some poor guy's backyard. These stags are bringing down the house. Seriously, deer are ripping holes in the pool cover. They're trampling patio furniture. And all the damage was covered, thanks to Farmers Insurance. Stag Pool Party, October 27th, 2014. Talk to a farmer's agent. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Call your local farmer's agent, Elaine Marr, at 314-238-0055.